Live on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A, it's time for Q&A with DJ Phone. Today's program is sponsored by Yavapai Regional Medical Center, High Country Rec V Center, Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Northern Arizona Vein Center. Now, here's your host for Q&A, DJ Phone.
And welcome to the Thursday edition of Q&A. You know, part of my job here is to come up with newscasts and weathercasts. And the fun part of that is, even though the news is often bad, the weather this time of year is spectacular. And if you've got any kinds of ideas for outdoor activities coming up this weekend, do not miss it. In fact, toward that goal, we'll be talking first today with Mindy Riesenberg from the Grand Canyon Conservancy. Boy, what a time to visit there. And then that'll be followed by a chat with Kathleen Yetman from the Prescott Farmers Market with great news, because they'll be going year-round very soon. And we'll be capping the show today, after the news and weather break, with a chat with our buddy Felipe Guerrero, with all sorts of cool things going on at the Highland Center for Natural History. We want to remind you, too, to get your tickets now for the Stage 2 production of Annapurna, directed by our friend Catherine Miller-Hahn, starring Robin Allen and Albert Hendo, that is running tonight and this weekend and next weekend. However, Stage 2 only seats about 50, maybe 52 people, so you want to get your seats as soon as you can. There was a big story about this play in on the front page, in fact, of Tuesday's Daily Courier. You can get your tickets by calling 445-3286 or go online to pca-az.net and secure those seats. And with Veterans Day coming Monday, don't miss Jerry Stewart's very special patriotic salute, D-Day, to end the war. That'll be airing here Sunday at 4 o'clock right here on KQ&A. And the Prescott Library is the place to be this Saturday at 10 a.m. If you've ever wanted to be a published writer, five of Prescott's most prodigious public writers will gather to share their stories on how to write and sell that book or story you've been waiting on. This is a joint project of the professional writers of Prescott, the Friends of the Library, and the Prescott Public Library. I'm pretty certain one of the guest speakers will be Mike Rothmiller. He is the retired Los Angeles detective who has written to date 26 books, and he will be on this show next week to talk about his latest findings that he has unearthed from a Freedom of Information Act requests. Stuff that the government kept under wraps for a long time, but no longer. Also, AARP will be in Chino Valley tomorrow. They'll be hosting another free shred-a-thon. That's tomorrow from 9 a.m. to noon at the Aquatic Center. That's at 1615 North Road 1 East in Chino. All of your private documents you'd rather nobody ever see, that's the place to take them to get them shredded. Well, you know, somebody at NBC Nightly News probably lost their job last week, because during an early evening newscast about a weekend ago, the embedded Middle East reporter Richard Engel was standing by waiting to air his story when some wise guy in the NBC control room took a screen pen and doodled hair, eyebrows, and a beard on Engel so he'd look like your stereotypical, shall we say, terrorist. Well, that image showed on screen for about 3 seconds before it was finally removed for his live report, and I'm betting that that person with the artistic bent was also removed from the NBC Nightly News crew sometime this week. And a sad story out of Hollywood. If you've ever walked Hollywood Boulevard in front of Grauman's Chinese Theater, well, the man who always posed as Superman, Christopher Dennis, has died at age 52. Well, we have on the line, by golly, by the sound of that ring, I'd swear that's Mindy Riesenberg. How you doing, Mindy?
Hi, how are you?
Boy, I'm telling you, is this a great time of year to be at the Grand Canyon? And you are with the Grand Canyon Conservancy. I believe this is the 100th year of it as a national park, correct?
That is correct.
And tell us what the Grand Canyon Conservancy is all about.
So Grand Canyon Conservancy, we operate retail shops within the park where proceeds go directly back to the park, and where you can purchase your official Grand Canyon National Park Centennial gear. Mm-hmm. We also have supporters like you and me and anybody who loves the canyon. For as little as $35 a year, you can help fund projects that go on at the park. A lot of things that we do are fund education, like Junior Ranger programs, some of the historic buildings like Cold Studio, and of course the maintenance of our historic and heavily used trails.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of the trails, I understand, correct me if I'm wrong, that just a couple months ago it was finally permitted to allow motorized bikes on the trail, bicycles. Is that true?
That is true on the Rim Trail only.
Rim Trail only. Okay,
yes.
Good.
Yes.
And that is a and that's a paved trail, right?
That is a paved trail along the rim, and it's basically pretty flat. So having those motorized bikes will make it a little bit more accessible for people who can't ride a regular bike.
Yeah. Well, tell us about the Grand Canyon Conservancy Field Institute.
Oh, the Field Institute is awesome. If you want to explore and discover Grand Canyon, this is what you should be doing. It is a lot of fun. You can go up, you can take a day tour, you can even make your reservations the day of if you just decide at the last minute that you want to do this. And you can do half-day tours, full-day tours. They'll take you partway down a trail. You know, if this is the first time you've ever hiked in the canyon, it's a lot of fun just to do maybe a quarter of a way down a trail and just see the beautiful vistas and views that you can see down there that you'll never see from the rim. And then there's also camping trips. There's yoga retreats. There are writing programs. There's so many fun things, art projects that you can do through the Field Institute. And you can find all of that on the website, grandcanyon.org.
Mindy, to keep the Grand Canyon in its pristine state, as you've done for the last 100 years, what can everyday visitors do to make sure that it doesn't suffer the ravages of the growing population?
I'm glad you asked that question. When you come to the park, just be aware of, you know, packing in and packing out. And that means, you know, if you're going to take a little hike down any of the trails and you're going to have a sandwich or you're going to eat something, just put it back in your backpack or your bag and bring it back up and throw it away in some of the receptacles that we have along the rim. It's about leaving no trace.
Yeah.
And leaving things as they are so that there isn't trash all over the place and it's still as pristine as it always was.
We're all familiar with the Colorado River rafting trips that go on during the summer. Do those go on year-round?
They can. Some of the private trips will go on in the winter when it's cold. But the Field Institute also, the Grand Canyon Conservancy Field Institute, also has river trips. If you're interested in those, as well as other outfitters around Grand Canyon who we all work with. And, you know, the best times to go, of course, are the spring and the summer and the fall. Winter's a little chilly, and usually those are more private trips.
Tell us about the Desert View Watchtower and the Junior Rangers and things like that.
So at Desert View, if you've ever been out there, it is on the east side of the South Rim, and it's that tall conical watchtower that was built by Mary Coulter in the 30s. It's stunning views of the canyon and the Colorado River from there. It's a really beautiful place to see the canyon that's very different from the village area. And that is becoming an intertribal cultural heritage site where we're going to be featuring prominently the 11 associated tribes of Grand Canyon National Park. And their food and their culture and their history and their origin stories. And so it's going to become a wonderful education center for all of those 11 tribes. And then the Junior Ranger, my gosh, if you have kids, they can become a Junior Ranger at any national park. Mm-hmm. But at Grand Canyon, we have, a whole bunch of different patches that they can earn at different places throughout the park. And you get a booklet. It's free. You just go to the visitor center, get your booklet, and the ranger will give it to you. It'll have activities that you have to do, like finding certain animals and certain plants and going to different places and learning about the different tribal cultures. And then you take that book back to the visitor center, and a ranger, a real National Park ranger, will swear you in as a junior ranger, and you'll get a patch or a badge depending upon which one you did.
You know, Mindy, here in northern Arizona, in the Prescott Valley area, when I first moved here, I thought my eyes were going bad at night because the streets seemed so dark. And then it occurred to me, we are one of the handful of dark sky cities around the country. I understand the park was just named an international dark sky park this past summer.
Yes, we were, and that was a lot of work from the Grand Canyon Conservancy supporters, like, you know, that are out here throughout Arizona and across the United States, who chipped in to help us change out all the light bulbs and the light fixtures on the South Rim to make us dark sky compliant. And so, you know, you could already see the Milky Way and the stars at the canyon before, but now that experience is so pristine and so amazing. And it's, you know, it's one of the only places left in the country that you can see the Milky Way with the naked eye.
Wow. Tell us how many different countries and what some of them might be of visitors to the Grand Canyon.
Oh, gosh, we have visitors from all over the world. And that's what's so fun about being on the rim, especially during the summer when there's so many people. You will hear 10, 15 different languages being spoken, and people will be asking each other to take their pictures along the rim, but they can't speak the same language.
Yeah.
But it shows that we are all doing the same thing. And we have visitors from China and visitors from Korea, visitors from Germany and France. We have a lot of French visitors, you know, from all over the world that come. And it's really amazing. If you want that global experience, you can have it right here at the Grand Canyon.
I'm glad you mentioned the visitors from China and Korea, because I don't know if I told you this the last time we visited on the air, but my sweetheart and I visited the canyon this past winter. We saw a group of about 10 or 15 young people who were all dressed the same, and they appeared to be, you know, from the Pacific Rim, and I assumed they were, you know, from there visiting the Grand Canyon, of course. So I walked up and, you know, I bowed very politely and asked if they could use any directions, or, and I was watching my language, of course, you know, and then the leader of the group says, "It's okay, we're all from Los Angeles." Okay, well, welcome to the international state, right?
So that's the United States for you. We're the melting pot.
But you know what I meant? Well, so
yes.
And they no doubt appreciate it. But that really,
sure,
you know,
they did.
If you want to, you know, be around an international audience, man, that's where you go.
Absolutely.
Let me ask you this. Do you, I know you have operations that you have proceeds that help fund the store there. Do you have, what kinds of photographic needs or pictures and picture books do you offer?
Oh my gosh. So we have the official centennial book this year. Mm. It's called Grand Canyon 100 Views, and it is 100 different photographs around Grand Canyon National Park by some of the best photographers you've ever seen. And that book was out. It's a keepsake for the centennial. You can order that online at our website, or you can go up to one of the stores up at the canyon and they'll have it. And then we also sell other books that have photos in them. We have some dark skies books with some gorgeous dark sky photos, if you like those. And those are very difficult to get. So those photographers, I really am amazed by the work that they do. And so you can get lots of different books that have photography, but I would say, you know, this year for the centennial, grab that keepsake, Grand Canyon 100 Views.
And when you're visiting the Grand Canyon, if you really want a visual experience, stay there long enough to watch the weather change, because the changes in the colors are just astounding, aren't they?
Absolutely, and it changes every couple of hours.
Yeah.
So you can easily see very different lighting and have different photos.
And I've always wanted to see the Grand Canyon during a snowfall. That must be magical.
Oh, I love it. I can't wait. It's beautiful in the snow. Sometimes you can't even see into the canyon because there's like a mist or a fog. But it's so beautiful and so quiet.
And Mindy, how can our listeners get involved to help protect the Grand Canyon National Park?
Well, if you're interested in Grand Canyon or anything about Grand Canyon, I highly encourage you to visit grandcanyon.org. And that is the Conservancy's website where you can find out about all the projects that we do, including the dark skies and the Desert View Watchtower things we've just discussed. You can also shop in our online store, and you can also donate or become a supporter.
And that is Mindy Riesenberg, Director of Marketing and Communications with the Grand Canyon Conservancy. We thank you for joining us today on Q&A. We look forward to your holiday crowds and families visiting the Grand Canyon.
Thank you so much. Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye. That is Mindy, one of our frequent guests about this time of year when it's so magical to be at the Grand Canyon. Hey, stay tuned. We've got Kathleen Yetman coming in with great news about the Prescott Farmers Market. That's on today's Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities. 11:30 a.m., 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood. And we stream live around the world at KQNA.com. Don't go away.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
High Humane Society's Spay, Neuter, and Wellness Clinic is here to serve the fur babies of Yavapai County with spaying, neutering, microchipping, vaccines, and more. Surgeries are by appointment only on Wednesdays, Thursdays, and Fridays, and our low-cost vaccination clinic is open on Saturdays from 8 to 4 with no appointment necessary. Spaying and neutering is so important, not only for the health of your pet, but also to help control the population. Give us a call at 771-0547 for an appointment and more information.
Hi, everyone. This is Dennis Prager inviting you to join me every weekday from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. right here on KQNA.
I'm proud to be part of KQNA's live talk block every day.
No pulling of punches because we tell it like it is. And if you like to think, well, you'll love my show. And if you don't like to think, well, by golly, you need my show. The Dennis Prager Show weekdays from 10 to 1 on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQNA.
Let's make your hair happy. Let's go to a fun-friendly salon. Let's go to Tanessa's Family Hair Care in Prescott Valley. Hi, Tanessa here. Whether you're looking for a new trendy style or something more traditional, Tanessa's Family Hair Care can do it. We offer everything from hair extensions, cuts, colors, and a variety of hair care for the entire family. Call 775-0320 for an appointment or find us on Facebook at Tanessa's, with an E, Family Hair Care. Come on in for a smile and a style that's right for you.
Hi, Bruce. Are you waiting for the Verde Links?
Yes, I'm going to Grandma's for Thanksgiving.
Where does she live?
Over the river and through the woods. The horse knows the way to carry the sleigh through the white and drifting snow.
What horse and what sleigh?
Gotta go, Rudy. Here's my sleigh.
I don't see a sleigh, but I'm looking at a turkey. Happy Thanksgiving, Bruce.
You too, Rudy.
With Cottonwood Area Transit, you can go anywhere in the Verde Valley. For information, visit ride-cat.com.
Are you looking for the perfect place to get all your printing done? Whether it's preserving precious family photos or vinyl graphics for your work truck, A&E Rebographics has you covered as your local one-stop print shop. Having served Northern Arizona for over 15 years, our customer service is unparalleled as we take care of both your personal and professional printing jobs. From brochures to baby shower invites, A&E Rebographics is your one-stop print shop.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
And we are back live at 219. We're talking to Kathleen Yetman with the Prescott Farmers Market. And even though I said before that they're going year-round, well, they've been doing that actually for about 6 years. However, there's a little twist this year, isn't there, Kathleen?
There sure is.
Tell us what's new about the Prescott Farmers Market and the year-round stay.
Yeah, we're actually going to stay at Yavapai College this winter, which is a first for us. So we're really looking forward to trying that place out in a different season.
Now, tell us how you round up the vendors, because you got a real wide range of foods available, and non-food things, too. How do you find these vendors? Do they come to you? Do you go looking for them? How do they end up at the farmers market?
Well, it's a little bit of both. We have a lot of vendors that have been there for over 20 years. So they come back every season, and we really appreciate that because they understand the market and they're easy to work with and always bring amazing products. And then, we reach out to vendors. Sometimes when we get a Saturday off, we'll go to other markets and check people out, but that doesn't happen very often. Last week was our only week off the whole year. So So we look for people, look for new vendors and try to recruit them. But a lot of times people come to us. It's a really great opportunity for someone who has a business idea, but doesn't want to do a brick and mortar business yet to come and try it out and see if they can build up a clientele and really just test it out.
We were traveling in California last year and went through Los Angeles and saw their famous farmers market, which has been there forever. And my favorite sign in the whole place kind of reminds me of your farmers market. It said, remember Smokey the Bear?
Oh, yeah.
It was kind of like a Smokey the Bear sign. It said, "Only you can prevent frozen vegetables." And I thought, that would be a good sign to put up, wouldn't it?
I'm going to make a note of that. That's great.
You know, isn't it great, though, how so many families come to the market with the kids and teach them how to very carefully select not only what's tasty, but also what's really nutritious for them, and to get them started early on wise choices?
It's so important. I have two small children, and they go to the market every single weekend. Mm-hmm. And my older son, Ezra, he's 3.5, and frequently will be eating something, and he'll say, "Mom, who grew this broccoli?"
Oh,
I mean,
isn't that cool?
Yeah, it's so special. And or who made the sourdough?
Yeah.
And then sometimes when I get stuff from the store, he'll ask me, like, "Well, who grew this?" And I'll be like, "I don't know. It's from the store." And it's you can see the wheels turning in
sure.
his head. It's so cool.
Oh, and you know, I've told this story on the air before, but when I was in Chicago a few years ago, I went to the Lincoln Park Zoo, which has a working farm at the zoo, and there was a school group there, and the teacher asked, "Where does this particular food?" She'd hold up a flashcard. "Where does this particular food come from?" And no hands went up. They don't realize that everything they eat starts at a farm. And, you know, things like spaghetti, they assume is probably made in a factory. No, it starts with that wheat field. And, you know, it's so important to get kids thinking along those lines and, you know, the long-term benefits of eating right. Of course, you can always make room for treats. We always do that. Heaven knows I have. But, boy, I mean, the range of things you have. You've got more than 30 vendors expected to attend the market weekly. Things like you'll find fresh vegetables and fruits, of course, mushrooms, nuts, dates, flowers, lavender, alpaca yarn, eggs, raw cheese, grass-fed beef and poultry, leeks, beets, radishes, carrots, salad mix, sunchokes, parsnips, sunflower sprouts, spinach, kale. Is there anything you don't carry?
Wow, you really went through all of them.
Pretty much.
There is more. I just can't think of it off the top of my head. Well, the ready-to-eat foods, which we should talk about. We have the quiche, nouveau quiche. Now, in the summertime, they do slices of quiche ready to eat. But in the wintertime, they just do frozen quiches that you take home, a whole quiche, to cook. And they're the best quiche in the world. So,
and real men do eat quiche.
Oh, yeah. Everybody does. It's the best. You got to try it. And we've got tamales and pozole, really good pozole, burritos, street tacos, samosas.
You know what? You can have breakfast, brunch, or lunch right there at the market, can't you?
Absolutely.
Now, what is it like for you having access to all these vendors 7 days a week?
That's a great
I bet
question.
There isn't a can in your pantry.
Oh, no, I have cans. Like I said, I have small children. So
well, that's true, yeah. Sometimes convenience
overrules,
you know. We understand that, sure.
This week was hard because we didn't have the market on Saturday, so I'm short on my greens and things like that.
Sure.
Only two more days to go.
That's right. And in December, you're going to have a local artist with handmade gifts in anticipation of the holidays, aren't you?
Yeah. We normally have one guest artist a week where we invite one local artist. We don't want it to become a craft market. It's a farmer's market.
Sure.
But we want to bring in local artists. So we do allow a few more in December in anticipation of the holidays because we know people want to support local and buy from local artists.
Sure.
So.
Now, I know you accept debit and credit cards. You also accept SNAP and EBT, right?
Correct.
And tell us how the Double Up Food Bucks Arizona program works.
Yeah, it's a really amazing program. It's a statewide program, so there are several farmers markets across the state that participate. And a person can bring their food stamps or their SNAP benefits, their card to the market, and swipe it for up to they can do any amount they want, but
sure.
up to $20, we'll match that. So if they swiped it for $20, we'll give them an additional $20 for fresh fruits and vegetables that are grown in Arizona, which is everything at our market, all the fruits and vegetables. So,
speaking of matching things, how's this for a segue? I understand that you are eligible for the Arizona tax credit.
That's right.
And yeah. Describe that for us, the benefit of that.
Oh, it's amazing. It makes me and my husband able to donate to local nonprofits. It's mm-hmm. amazing.
And it keeps your tax money here.
It's so great. Yeah. So we're a qualifying charitable organization, which means that a single person can give up to $400 mm-hmm. and you literally get that money back when you do your taxes.
Yeah.
So if you owe the government, the Arizona government $400 and you could donate all that and then you get it back and you would be at zero. So it's really amazing. It's like choosing to give it to the state or to give it a local nonprofit.
I prefer to keep it to a local nonprofit.
Me too.
Now, you've been involved with the farmers market for how long?
Since 2014. So,
what first got you involved?
Well, I grew up here in Prescott, and my grandmother had a huge garden in her yard. We always had a garden in our house. So
sure.
I was really fortunate to grow up with a family who understood the importance of, you know, growing food and understanding that. And then, I kind of bounced around after college and was over on the Fort Apache Indian Reservation for a couple of years with a program called Food Corps. It's an AmeriCorps program that teaches kids in school about gardening and nutrition.
Mm-hmm.
And so through some connections there, brought Prescott Farmers Market on as a site with a service member. And then the position opened up to be the market manager. So I moved back. And here I am.
What does it mean to be a producer-only market?
This is really important. So some of the farmers markets in the valley that you might go to, you'll see all kinds of stuff. There'll be pineapple there. FYI for everybody, pineapple doesn't grow in Arizona. So we actually do farm inspections to make sure that everyone is growing what they're bringing to the market. So at the beginning of the season, farmers have to submit a crop plan, which says all the things they're going to grow and when they anticipate harvesting them. And then we walk around and check every once in a while at the market to make sure that, you know, if they're selling radishes, that that's on their crop plan. And then we go do actual inspections to make sure that they have radishes in the ground when they're selling those things. So this is huge because it really means that you are supporting a local family farm and that what you're buying is what you think it is. It's not, you know, nobody's reselling things or buying stuff from a truck in the valley and bringing it up and reselling.
Okay, that is important.
Yeah, and we have had to kick out a few farmers, which
I imagine it does
tough.
Happen, yeah.
Yeah, but really important.
Huh. You know, you mentioned the pineapple. We went to Hawaii for the first time a couple of years ago. We visited the Dole. You know, it's a big, big tourist attraction there. I was stunned to find out how little pineapple production Dole still does, when in fact, if you go to most grocery stores, you buy canned pineapple, which I happen to love, packed in its own juice. Chances are it's from Indonesia or Thailand.
Interesting.
Isn't that weird? Because
yeah.
we always associated that with Hawaii.
Totally.
But yeah, no, the other countries are providing an awful lot of that nowadays.
Hmm.
So what is your favorite part? If someone came to you as your guest and said, I'm going to make my first visit to the Prescott Farmers Market, where are you going to take them?
Well, all around, obviously.
Sure.
In the summertime, my 3.5-year-old, again, always wants to get quiche
cool.
first thing in the morning.
Nothing wrong with that.
I know. So we usually get that or a breakfast sandwich or something, get a snack. That way you're not walking around hungry and hangry and all that.
Sure.
And, yeah, I just really like to walk around and see everything so I kind of, you know, get a sense of what's there and mm-hmm. then can decide. But my favorite thing about the market, in addition to the food, is seeing – our community. So there's people there every week that you see. You know, I've seen my third grade teacher there, my fourth grade teacher there, people I haven't seen in 10, 15 years. I'll mm-hmm. run into them there. And it's such a great opportunity to chat, connect, catch up, and also make new friends and meet new people.
It's great. It's a great social opportunity for sure. Good networking too.
Yeah.
Do you have vendors providing things like plants, seeds, herbs, spices, stuff like that?
Yeah, we've got a couple. We have some like dried chili powders, which are so amazing from Whipstone Farm. And some of our other farmers will have like dried beans and dried herbs. We've got the lavender. Another El Bell Ranch has some mixed herb spice mix, like a smoked pepper and smoked salt
mm-hmm.
butcher mix. They're so good. So there's a really wide variety of those things at the market.
I had an interview the other day with an author who has a new cookbook out. He's a doctor. He's based in London, and his new book is called Eat to Beat Illness. And I asked him, I said, what spices should every home cook have in her pantry? The first one came to his mind, cinnamon. Of all things. Isn't that something? And he says if you can get it whole, all the better. But, an awful lot of, you know, in uses of you know, different spices, herbs, things like this can have a real good impact on your health. Now, do you get restaurant owners coming in and shopping there too?
We do, yeah, from time to time. And they're a little bit limited in what they can buy based on the health department regulations. But the health department here in Yavapai is actually fantastic, and they've found a way to help restaurant managers track where their stuff is coming from, mm-hmm. and essentially have the farmer check off a food safety list. And so that's been really helpful. So we have several restaurants come in on a weekly basis and buy stuff, which is fantastic. And we also have some of those restaurant owners come in as our chef in action. And so they'll come in and go around the market. We give them a budget, and they buy fresh produce. And then they come back to the booth, chop it up, cook it, whatever they want to do. Mm-hmm. And we've had, I think this summer we had about 6 or 7 different chef in action booths. And it was so fun. And people loved it because you get to try something, you know, prepared by someone who really knows what they're doing.
Yeah.
And then get the recipe and talk to them while they're doing it. It's a really fun opportunity.
And great for the whole family to take part of. Isn't it fun when you see parents and grandparents and kids all shopping for food and all cooking together?
Yeah, it's wonderful.
And, you know, when I was on Weight Watchers years ago, they taught me about 75 ways to make a great salad.
Wow.
And if you're eating salads every day, you better have some variety.
It's so true.
And that's when I first learned my love for farmers markets. You know, once you try something new and throw it in a salad or into a casserole or something, it's amazing how popular it can be, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, absolutely.
And do you also have recipes available at the farmer's market?
Yeah, we have a few. That's kind of one of the things we've been wanting to work on for a mm-hmm. long time. I haven't gone on to. We just have 4 part-time staff at the market.
Yeah.
And there's a lot to do between markets. People are always like, well, what do you guys do during the week? And, you know, there's a lot we have to count a lot of things and keep track of things and plan. And,
well, sure.
And we're always trying to come up with programs and things that make the market more enjoyable, especially for families in mind and the elderly, like people who might not be able to get there. How can we get them there? So there's a lot of stuff that goes on behind the scenes.
And that's something that would work in the vendor's benefit, because that way they could say, hey, I've got these items here, and they would go great in these recipes.
Totally.
Boom. Wouldn't that be great?
That'd
be a
so
win-win
mm-hmm.
all the way around. So tell us once again when the business hours are for the Prescott Farmers Market at Yavapai College year-round.
Yep. It's every Saturday, starting this Saturday, November 9th, from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m.
And any Sundays?
No Sundays.
Just Saturdays.
Just Saturdays.
Very good. And we thank you so much for joining us today on Q&A. Continued success and growth with the Prescott Farmers Market.
Thanks so much for having me.
You bet. That's Kathleen Yetman. Stay tuned, because we got Felipe Guerrero coming in from the Highland Center for Natural History. Here's something that sounds good, Kathleen. He'll be talking about their it's a cider science happy hour.
Oh, I love it.
Doesn't that sound interesting?
I'm in.
He'll be talking about that right after our check of local and state news and weather on today's Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood. We stream live around the world at KQNA.com.
From the moment they're born, they're unique. Right now, when you buy one pair of eyeglasses, you can get a second pair half off. And yes, you can use your insurance. Call 1-800-EYE-CARE or visit nationwidevision.com for more information. Nationwide Vision.
Black Friday, that one day of mad savings and mayhem. Buick Friday, an entire month of mad savings and a better buying experience. Finley Buick Prescott invites you to Buick Friday. 30 days of luxury and lower prices, like a 2019 Buick Encore with a crazy 36% off MSRP for savings up to $9,100. Your price, $16,612. Or a 2019 Envision with an unbelievable 33% off MSRP for savings of almost $12,000. Your price, $24,900. We guarantee to better any Arizona Buick dealer's price by $500 on the same make, model, equipment, and year. We do that with specials like a 2019 Buick Enclave with 25% off MSRP for savings up to $12,400. Finley Buick in Prescott and at FinleyBuickGMC.com, the local dealership that supports your community. Buick, experience worry-free luxury.
On approved credit, must finance through GM Financial plus tax, title, license, and 495 DOC fees. Stock numbers B43642, B42103, B42779.
Load up the RV and hit the open road. To the repair shop, Now that's not my idea of a fun trip, and it sure isn't convenient. So let High Country Rugby Center come to you. Mobile service is just one of their specialties. They'll even troubleshoot for you over the phone, so you're not paying for unnecessary parts and repairs. And they're an authorized warranty and service center for all the major RV appliance manufacturers and extended warranty work. So to schedule service or just ask them a question, call them at 772-8231 or online at hicountryrvcenter.com.
Arizona Coyotes Hockey is live on AM 1130 at 99.9 FM and 95.5 FM, Prescott Valley, Cottonwood, KQ&A. Coyotes Hockey brought to you by Yavapai Plumbing and Heating, Prescott Dirt, Nazair, Country Bank, Moyers Heating and Cooling, Prescott Dental Center, and Prescott Valley Heating and Cooling.
He'll shoot! He scores!
The Arizona Coyotes host the Columbus Blue Jackets Thursday at 7 on AM 1130 at 99.9 FM in Prescott and 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.
Arizona Lottery holiday tickets are back. With six new scratches and a brand new holiday fast play ticket, you can conquer the hurdles of holiday gifting with ease. So say goodbye to parking pitfalls at the mall, gift wrapping mishaps, and gift guessing. Candles for your mother-in-law again? Really? Give the gift of winning up to $250,000 with Arizona Lottery holiday tickets. Your friends and family will thank you, especially your mother-in-law.
At Nationwide Vision, you can get two pairs of eyeglasses for just $99.99, including no-line bifocals. Call 1-800-EYE-CARE or visit nationwidevision.com to schedule your appointment today. Nationwide Vision.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
Well, there's a big change in movies coming up at the the Harkins 14 in Prescott Valley. A lot of movies leaving this weekend, making room for four more. Actually, about six more all told, including Sedona. So if you have a chance, get out to see these movies. This is the time of year when the Oscar favorites are coming out. And one of them, the critics have been going crazy over, is called Jojo Rabbit, and you will be seeing reviews of that in the next few days, guaranteed. Don't let the subject matter keep you away. It might be a very entertaining film. I look forward to seeing that myself, probably tonight, maybe tomorrow. So keep abreast of all the new movies coming out at the Harkins 14 in Prescott Valley and the Harkins 6 in Sedona. In the meantime, time for news and weather, followed by a chat with Felipe Guerrero about Cider Science Happy Hour and other things going on at the Highland Center. That's coming up on today's Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 a.m., 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, streaming live, kqna.com.
Wallach & Volk Mortgage Lending is with you 100% of the way, which is why Wallach & Volk offers great rates with our 100% financing program. And you pay absolutely no money down. For more information about our extraordinary 100% financing program with zero money down, call us at 445-8730 or search us on the web at Wallach & Volk Mortgage.
License number 00128295, LMS number 16209.
Equal Opportunity Lender.
Live on Sunday night, it's Bill Cunningham.
Bill Cunningham here, the great American. Every Sunday night live, a small band of renegades form around radio from Maine to Hawaii, from Alaska to Florida, and all places in between to talk about the issues of the day. This Sunday night live, we talk about what was and what lies ahead. Bill Cunningham, the great American. I am a great American. Live with you every Sunday night.
Sunday Night Live with Bill Cunningham from 8 to 11 on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQNA.
D-backs season tickets for 2020 are on sale now. Choose from half, series, weekend, or go all in with full season tickets and get the best seats for the lowest price. Visit dbacks.com. Presented by Gila River Hotels and Casinos.
The Bolleri Professional Building, home to Prescott's premier high-tech business suites, located right in the heart of downtown Prescott. Bolleri Business Suites feature high-speed internet, covered parking, and a climate-controlled environment designed for business, medical, legal, and most any general office purpose. New one-year leases available with one additional month free. Call 445-7191 or go to BolleriProfessionalBuilding.com for more information. The Bolleri Professional Building, Prescott's business address.
Hey, y'all, it's Rosie. Welcome to the broadcast. Every Arizona homeowner's best friend.
The stories of the men and women who serve in the military are many, and you'll meet the man who's committed to getting their stories known. Talking Tree of the Month and Christmas Tree Care, keeping you warm and cozy in your outdoor space. And if you've got a project or question about your home, castle, or cabin, we'll take your phone calls. Start your weekend at our house.
Rosie on the House, Saturday morning, 9 to 11 on 95.5, 99.9, and AM 1130 KQNA.
D-backs season tickets for 2020 are on sale now. Choose from half, series, weekend, or go all in with full season tickets and get the best seats for the lowest price. Visit dbacks.com. Presented by Gila River Hotels and Casinos.
We're KQ&A.
Thanks for making the Talk of the Quad Cities KQ&A your choice for your Thursday the 7th. I'm DJ Phone with a check of local and state news and weather together, brought to you by Wallach and Volk. The trip was planned long ago, but Governor Doug Ducey used a visit with Sonora's governor in Mexico Wednesday to address this week's shocking murders that claim the lives of 9 women and children. Ducey says leaders like him have a choice to make.
To cower and run from evil, or to confront and destroy it. I'm here to send the message that the state of Arizona has made our choice. We will not cower, we will not run, and we will never tolerate the slaughter of the innocent.
He went on to state it's imperative that now, more than ever, Arizona and Sonora stand together. Ducey and Sonora Governor Claudia Pavlovich participated in the two-day conference aimed at strengthening ties between Arizona and Mexico. Ducey says a strong response is necessary, and the killers are banking on the fear of others. Sunny, mild days and cool, clear nights into a beautiful KQ&A Veterans Day weather weekend, with mostly sunny highs today through Sunday, around 70. In Prescott, Prescott Valley, Chino Valley, and Dewey-Humboldt, chilling after bedtime with clear skies to about 42. In Cottonwood and the Verde Valley, sunny highs of 77 to 80 today and through the weekend, cooling overnight to near 45. This news and weather, a service of Wallach and Volk. I'm DJ Phone on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 and 95.5 FM, KQNA. Like us on Facebook and listen live worldwide at KQNA.com, and stay tuned. Q&A will continue in just a moment on KQNA.
Made to Order is more than simply the best cleaning company, because we offer more than all the rest. Sometimes you need more than just a cleaning service. So Made to Order now provides house and dog sitting, carpet and window cleaning, and property maintenance. Let us know how we can help you. We're your local, trusted, bonded, and insured cleaning service. For your free estimate, call us today at 928-899-8518 or go to PrescottMadeToOrder.com.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
Well, this time of year always brings up food favorites and drink favorites, and you combine two at the same time. Take apples, which are great this time of year, and cider. Put it together, and you have a cider science happy hour. And it just so happens that Felipe Guerrero from the Highland Center, who is our guest right now, happens to know Tierney Routson and her husband, the founding members of Stoic Cider. That's a small batch cider company focused on creating high quality dry ciders. And you're going to have a happy hour featuring them, aren't you, Felipe?
Yeah, these are really cool presentations. This series that we've sort of done over the course of the last, I guess it would be a year now, happy hours, Highlands happy hours, mm-hmm. or Highlands Center happy hours. So we bring in presenters that are doing unique things with food items, generally beverages, but then we add a food component. We have mm-hmm. a presentation. Everybody kind of enjoys themselves. We do a tasting, and in the case of Stoic Cider, we're going to do between 4 and 5 different varieties of cider, and then have kind of complimentary hors d'oeuvres there mm-hmm. that are supposed to go well with those flavors. But then, yeah, we all just kind of, you know, imbibe and listen to a cool presentation on how you kind of get going with the production of cider and, apple genetics and preservation of, historic orchards and things mm-hmm. like that. So it's going to be a really awesome presentation.
And when is that?
This is, let's see here, Thursday, November 14th.
It'll be next Thursday then.
Yeah, coming up.
At 4:30 to 6:30 at the Highland Center, right?
Yep.
And you've also got, we had mentioned briefly, Insights to the Outdoors, Surviving in the Desert, Gila Monster's Perspective. Anybody who is cool with reptiles, and I'm one of them, they see the world in a little different way, don't they?
Yeah, sure. Honestly, there is kind of a reptile person, you know, kind of a thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, yeah, Dale is really cool. He's a researcher down at ASU, and we reached out to him to be a presenter, obviously, and his research with Gila monsters and their adaptations for surviving in such extreme conditions as the Sonoran Desert really intrigued us, and we thought, hey, you want to come up and do this presentation? He said, yeah, can I bring a Gila monster?
Of course.
I said, yes.
Yes, of course.
Absolutely. So it's going to be cool. It's going to be, sort of a 3-hour workshop, and, he's going to give a presentation. Then it's going to be followed by a hands-on component and like our other insights
but
to the outdoors.
Keep a hand away from the mouth, right?
Oh, sure. Yeah. There are horror stories, you know, really bad ones, actually.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the most painful, scenarios in an adult person's life have come from Gila monster bites.
Yeah. Yeah, they're not house pets, are they?
Yeah, they're
unless they're in an aquarium, right?
Well, if they're in a terrarium, then they're all good, but they've got venom that is secreted from their molars. So when they bite, they don't envenomate like you would think, you know, a rattlesnake or something would from two forward-facing fangs.
Yeah.
They bite and they grind, and when they're grinding down, the venom is secreted out of those teeth.
There you go.
The other problematic thing with Gila monsters, so I've heard, is that the bacteria in their mouths can cause pretty nasty infections.
Isn't that something? Oh,
yeah.
My goodness.
Apparently they don't let go. They clamp.
They keep on. Yeah. Oh, goodness. That's awful. And, you know, it's funny because I have a cockatoo who is very gentle with my wife, but he likes to bite me once in a while.
Uh-huh.
And he bit me on the thumb last week. One bite left 6 little cuts.
Uh-oh.
Because their beaks are jagged on the top and the bottom. He mm-hmm. left 6 cuts with one bite.
They're strong, aren't they?
Yeah. You know, that bird is not very big, but you look at the dinosaur feet he has, and when he bites, his jaws are strong. He means it. So we got to keep a safe distance from him.
Yeah, no Gila monster bites at the Highland Center.
No, we don't want those. And the Gila Monsters Perspective Talk is coming up Tuesday, November 18th at 9 a.m. in the morning, 9 a.m. to noon. And again, you want to make reservations for those. There's also a course coming up, Nature Writing, Eco-Poetry and Prose with Pam Davenport. That's coming up on a Thursday morning in December. Tell us what you have about that.
Sure, yeah, this is going to be really cool. This is 9 to 3, so it's a little bit more extended than our other adult mm-hmm. adult classes. So it'll be a workshop. I think it's going to take place sort of part of the Discovery Gardens and also just weather-dependent. But indoors as well. We're going to spend a whole morning and into the early afternoon with Pam, and she's going to be sort of sharing her work. She's kind of an acclaimed nature poetry writer, and you know, this is the first time we've had a program like this in a while at the Highland Center. So we're going to try to incorporate more arts coming up into the next few years. So this is kind of our first attempt at bringing in somebody that's going to specialize in nature writing.
And Pam Davenport has been nominated for a Pushcart Prize. She was a recipient of the Arizona Authors Association Annual Award for Poetry. So that'll be a nice seminar to attend. Also, and this has a really interesting title, coming up November 23rd, that class is already full, but also on December 21st and January 18th, Forest Bathing?
Yes. I know. It's an interesting title.
Yes.
Are you aware of this forest bathing movement? It comes from Japan. They've been doing it for decades, but it's caught on now in the United States, particularly, I think, on the West Coast and the Pacific Northwest. But, Jackie Kwong came to us interested in running a forest bathing series. And this is basically a guided walk, out on, you know, forest trails, in which she kind of, or rather the whole group, she sort of facilitates this disassembling of all your sort of preconceived, whatever you came with, whatever it is, you know, the whole thing with forest bathing is it's therapeutic. You know, Jackie's not a therapist per se. You know, we say the forest is the therapist with these walks. But what she does is she facilitates through a series of invitations these different ways to engage with the natural world. And, boy, it ends up being pretty, pretty impactful and profound for people. You know, they find that their mental well-being and their overall health when they do things like this are significantly improved. And it was, I participated in an abbreviated version with Jackie and a couple of other staff and board members, and it was a trip. When we came out, we were just like, this is amazing. We gotta do this. So yeah, we did this winter series. The first class is full. But there's three other classes that you can register for.
And you've also got, December 20th, just in time for all the family get togethers. The Winter Luminaria. Oh,
yeah.
How beautiful that's going to be.
Yeah.
And also coming up in early January on the 9th, you're going to have a field trip to the Southwest Wildlife Conservation Center.
That's right. Yeah. If you're unfamiliar with them, they're in the Scottsdale area, and they have got a range of large mammals and other organisms that they take care of there at this sanctuary. Boy, they're an incredible facility, and we're going to get a little behind-the-scenes tour of the enclosures. And, you know, they've got, what do they have here, mountain lions, black bears, red-tailed hawks, Mexican gray wolves. So it's going to be a cool trip. We'll have a picnic somewhere in the desert under a ramada out there. And, we're looking forward to spending some time with Robin, their ed specialist.
Very nice. And all these programs are coming up at the Highland Center for Natural History. For the few people in our audience who haven't been there, how do you get to the Highland Center?
It's on Walker Road, just sort of down from Costco, about 2 miles down on the left, right before Lynx Lake.
And it's a very, very scenic area. Great time of year to be there because we have spectacular weather the next 5 or 6 days. So we hope you'll take time to go out to the Highland Center, say hello to Felipe, and say hello to Tom and Dave, and thank you for being a part of Q&A today.
Oh, sure.
A pleasure to have you on the show. Stay tuned because we've got more guests coming up next week to tell you about, as well as some final thoughts on today's Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities. 11:30 a.m., 99.9 FM. 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood. We stream live around the world at KQNA.com.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
Football means football.
Oh, man.
Arizona Cardinals football is live on AM 1130, 99.9 FM and 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQNA.
Brought to you by
Country Bank,
A&E Repro Graphics,
Merritt Propane,
Northern Arizona Air,
Bucky's in Yavapai Casino,
RED Plumbing,
Primavera Online High School,
New AC to me,
and the Prescott Resort.
The Cardinals visit the Buccaneers
Sunday, November 10th.
Kickoff at 11
on AM 1130,
99.9 FM in Prescott,
95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQNA.
Load up the RV and hit the open road. To the repair shop? Now that's not my idea of a fun trip, and it sure isn't convenient. So let High Country Rec V Center come to you. Mobile service is just one of their specialties. They'll even troubleshoot for you over the phone, so you're not paying for unnecessary parts and repairs. And they're an authorized warranty and service center for all the major RV appliance manufacturers and extended warranty work. So to schedule service or just ask them a question, call them at 772-8231 or online at hicountryrvcenter.com.
Hi, this is Sam with Prescott Dirt, and we've been family-owned and operated since 1999. We've just expanded our inventory and now have over 80 different products to suit your landscaping needs. We even have planters mixed for gardening, fill dirt, topsoil, ABC, sand, and boulders. So whatever you need, we've got you covered. We even deliver. Come by and check us out at our Prescott Valley office on Highway 69 and Lake Valley Road next to Napa, or in Prescott off of Willow Creek Road and Sandretto Drive behind Affinity RV.
Maybe you've quit smoking years ago, or you could be a current smoker.
Either way, you probably worry about your health, especially the possibility of lung cancer. The Lung Cancer Screening and Care Team at Yavapai Regional Medical Center understands this concern. Our team offers a yearly screening program that can detect lung cancer early, before you even have symptoms, and when it's most treatable. If a lung screening finds a potential health problem, you can count on YRMC's Lung Cancer Screening and Care for a complete diagnosis, advanced treatment, and outstanding recovery services. The latest lung cancer screening technology, an outstanding team of medical specialists, a knowledgeable patient navigator to support you. Lung cancer screening and care at YRMC, inspired by you.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
Boy, I sure hope you had a chance to hear yesterday's Q&A when I talked with Dr. Craig Ralston at Yavapai College Performing Arts Center, because he is directing musical theater's most ambitious and romantic adventure, The Phantom of the Opera. Yavapai College Performing Arts presents Andrew Lloyd Webber's sprawling saga of a glorious opera house, the stirring voices incited, and a love long denied. That starts November 14th and goes weekends through November 24th. And if you did not get a chance to call in yesterday for two free tickets, you can do it right now. If you are the third caller at 445-8289, once again, 445-8289, if you are the third caller, you will have your name on the will call list for two free tickets to see The Phantom of the Opera at Yavapai College Performing Arts Center. We also want to alert our listeners that the last-minute nonprofit Stocking Stuffer Bazaar will be coming up on Saturday, December 21st, and registration is now open for booth space at the last-minute nonprofit Stocking Stuffer Bazaar. That's a holiday favorite at the Old Armory, the Grace Sparks Activity Center. You can contact stocking-stuffer-bazaar.com for more details. And coming up on Monday's Q&A, I'll be talking to Phil Kirpin. He is a conservative pundit with American Commitment, and he's going to be talking about the congressional approach toward reimportation of prescription drugs to lower drug prices and why they shouldn't do it. That plus another best-selling author who should be on your Christmas or holiday reading and gift list. That is Q&A Monday at 2, when I'll see you on the radio.
You've been listening to Q&A on KQ&A. Today's show was sponsored by High Country Rec V Center, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, and Prescott College. The views expressed on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQ&A, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Q&A with DJ Phone on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM in Prescott, and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.